But there's one sense she'll use more than any other. Her sense of smell. A dog's brain is 1/10 the size of ours. But the part that controls smell is 40 times larger. They have up to 300 million scent glands in their nose compared to our 5 million. So don't kid yourself. You can't hide a bone from your dog just because it's out of sight. A dog's nose is so sensitive, it can even smell events from the distant past. We're unraveling the secret world of dogs. Our puppy is 4 weeks old, and she's busy exploring her home. But not like we would. We look around with our eyes. She looks around with her nose. It's why a healthy dog likes to keep its nose wet. This maximizes the number of scent molecules it can absorb from the air. Their nose is their superpower. It's so powerful, they can smell well into the distant past. When we watch a dog enter a new environment, it looks like they just walk in the same way we would. But when you see the world from their perspective, you realize they're picking up all the information they need with their noses. Not only can they smell objects that were there and have now been cleaned away, their senses are so keen, they can smell events days, weeks, even months after they've happened. So they'll know if there might just be a bit of food left behind that they could eat. This all comes naturally to a dog. But when you train this wet, snuffly food-finding ability, the results can save lives.
Good boy. Go on.
The dogs are very, very efficient. They're probably equal to about 10 people searching.
Max is a wilderness air scenting dog, and he's trained to pick up human scent so he can find missing people for his handler, Alex Lyons.
We all smell, whether we like it or not, and our scent gets carried in the wind, and that's what he's trained to locate. He gets that excited, he can't bark properly, and so he gives me a huff-huff thing.